coming to you from Schooner Estates.
Woo-hoo!
At the Lewiston Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce Brewing Connections, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Ripper's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it.
Squatch it!
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com, and remember, the party starts at Rupers.
So today we are going to be bringing you interviews from presenters here at Brewing Connections, which we've been doing for the past, I don't know, three or four connections over at Schooner Estates.
We figured out our place.
Sarah and I got here super early.
So early, in fact.
So early, in fact, we could not get into the building.
Apparently we don't go here.
We were sitting out on the sidewalk, and apparently security must have gotten in touch with John Rice and said, hey, there's a couple of sketchy characters.
Right, hanging out.
Yeah.
I was just waiting to fill out the paperwork for you, but I'm just going to leave you here in your hazelnut coffee.
Really? After they see the,
my font.
The font size on your computer, they might want you to stay as well.
I'm already checked in. I don't know what you're talking
about. All right, cool. We have Becca Tinkham here.
Hey, Becca.
From the Chamber.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today.
You are so welcome. Happy to be here.
I bet you are. You're so used to getting up early.
You know.
So early.
You are an early riser.
You know that I love this. Yeah.
Yes. How's the Chamber doing?
Amazing.
Big news yesterday.
Big news, yeah.
Right?
Sad news, exciting news, big news. Mm-hmm. All the feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys, you're a strong unit.
We are.
You're going to pull together, and you have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ease into the transition.
Yeah. And they're being really thoughtful about it and really wonderful, and the board's been really heavily involved, so it's been great.
Awesome.
Good. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sarah and I are going to do news now, and we'd love it if you could hang out for famous people birthdays.
Oh, boy.
On this day, because you're with the pop culture. You're with the times.
Sure.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I feel like you are, but you're saying you're not.
I don't think that I am.
We're going to find out.
Well, we will find out.
Yeah.
We're going to find out
together. Great.
So, Sarah, what do you say we take a look at some headlines for Thursday, July 10th?
Let's do it. Lewiston Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Shanna Cox announced she will step down from her role to run for public office. The Chamber is a nonpartisan organization that will force Cox to make the change. She's not declared the office she will run for or her party affiliation. Cox has led the Chamber for the past 6 years and has given an end date of June 2026.
The Sun Journal reports that the City of Auburn purchased the building at 67 Kitty Hawk Ave for $1.3 million to be used as a temporary fire station, while a $45 million combined public safety building at 550 Minot Ave is constructed. Auburn voters approved the new building in 2023 after the city conducted a facilities assessment that showed deficiencies at three fire stations and its police station at Auburn Hall.
Funding has been approved for the two-year Respite for Me program, which provides grants of up to $5,100 to Mainers who provide home care to loved ones. According to the bill's sponsor, nearly 1 in 8 Mainers are currently providing caregiving support to a loved one, totaling nearly $3 billion worth of care annually. The new law goes into effect in September.
And the Auburn City Council is accepting applications for its new homelessness committee. Interested residents can read more about the committee and apply at auburnmaine.gov.
Want to talk about the weather?
Please.
Okay. Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. Cloudy today with a high of 74 and a low of 63. Cloudy tomorrow with some late afternoon sunshine. And we'll have a high of 81 and a low of 62. Partly sunny on Saturday with highs in the 80s. And early morning showers give way to partly sunny skies on Sunday with highs in the 70s. That's a favorable weekend forecast.
It's not too shabby.
I don't mind it.
In sports, Jarren Duran went 3-for-4 and drove in 3 runs, and Lucas Giolito pitched 6 shutout innings as the Red Sox beat the Colorado Rockies 10-2.
How?
Sox have won 6 in a row and will host the stinking Tampa Bay Rays tonight at 7 at Fenway Park. Walker Buehler gets the start for Boston.
They're doing well.
They're doing amazing.
It's weird.
6 in a row.
How is that happening?
9 of their last 11.
I don't get it. They're so bad.
That doesn't compute.
I know. It doesn't make sense. You know who's not bad? Cooper Flagg.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
You're not bad either. I don't mind you. But Cooper Flagg will make his NBA Summer League debut as his Dallas Mavericks take on the LA Lakers tonight at 8 in Las Vegas. The game will be broadcast on ESPN, and one Sarah will be sitting there watching. It's going to be super fun.
One Sarah?
Probably more than one.
There's going to be more than one Sarah.
Oh, and Sarah Karen.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than one. I don't know.
All right.
I'll be there.
Hey, Ryan Captures Life is here.
Hey, Ryan, Captures Life.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Cool. Good.
If you guys need some awesome photography work, look up Ryan Captures Life on the Facebook. On the websites. Well, that is your news, weather, and sports. What do you say right now, Sarah? We tell everyone that it's time for the podcast segment that is
Swimming
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
And we bring Becca Tinkham back into the fold. How you doing, Becca?
I'm good. I feel like this is a mistake.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You'll know these
Have
people.
You ever listened
this
to
This is
our
sweeping. This is a big deal.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. I'm ready.
All right. We're going to start off with Jessica Simpson, who is 45 years old today.
I don't know what that...
What'd you do?
I went like this.
There's a face.
Oh.
She made a face.
I know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
I know that one.
She was in the Dukes of Hazzard.
Didn't know that, but I do know who she is.
And she was married to a Backstreet Boy.
Nick Lachey.
Yeah. Is she still married?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't think so.
Fair enough.
They had a television show together.
That's right.
Newlyweds.
Oh, my gosh.
Where she said she wasn't sure if Chicken of the Sea was chicken or tuna. And the world was like, oh, she's not that smart. That's sad.
Sophia Vergara,
aww,
53 years old today.
I can
Becca, are you kidding me?
I don't know who that is.
I can barely understand a word she says.
I've never heard those words
She's
before.
From She's Modern Family.
I don't know what that is.
She's a Colombian and American actress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, best known for being in Modern Family and has been, she received 5 nominations for primetime Emmys and Golden Globes and all that.
She's okay. Quite funny.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Yeah, you're a funny lady, beautiful too.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. Ooh, let's not skip Bella Fleck, the banjo player.
Let's not.
Lead person of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. He's 67 today.
Really?
Yeah, do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
Oh, he's a great banjo player. You would like him. I bet you'd like him.
You say that about everything.
No, I think you'd like his music. Yeah.
And I never do.
And you never check to
but
see if you do.
This is the banjo player, so this
it's
could
true.
Be the one.
This could be the thing. So.
Rounding out FPBs for whatever today's date
July
is.
July 10th.
July the 10th.
Yeah.
Is folk singing legend Arlo Guthrie.
Yeah.
And
I don't know who that is either.
78 years old today. He's most well known for Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a
What's
famous
that?
Thanksgiving song.
Yeah.
The okay.
Alice's Restaurant Massacre.
He's also Woody Guthrie's son.
Okay.
Do you know who Woody
I
Guthrie is?
I know who Woody
is?
Guthrie
okay.
is.
Yep. The song is about 18 minutes long.
Why?
And it's awesome.
It's a talky song.
Yeah.
There's some talking.
It's a story.
It's a story song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 18 minutes, so I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some songs today are like 4 minutes, and they have 3 words in them.
That's also true.
That's also true.
There are no rules.
Yeah. No.
All right.
That's
there
it.
There you go. Those are your FPBs.
That's your FPB.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to all those people.
Let's do some OTDs.
Let's do some OTDs.
All right.
I feel bad for Becca because she can't experience the jingle that I wrote and performed.
It's beautiful.
For our OTD segment.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Was it like a one-time like tribute hit? Like
It was referred to recently as emo, but I...
Oh, now I'm even more interested.
It's a little more metal, yeah. I think.
I was going for 80s hair metal.
I love it.
And it was described as emo.
I don't think it's emo.
Well,
yeah. It doesn't compute.
I feel like I need to be the deciding factor.
I think you do too. I'll send it to you.
Okay, great.
I'll email it to you today.
I can't wait.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
13 years ago in 2012, Slash got his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. You guys know Slash.
We sure do.
From the Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm. From the G and the R.
The G and the R.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He shows up to concerts on time, I've heard.
How weird.
Becca, when I worked in Portland radio, we gave away tickets to an Axl Rose show.
Nothing about this is going to surprise me. Go on.
The show is scheduled for 8 o'clock, and he never showed up.
Oh, Axl.
Like ever.
Ever.
And we like gave away tickets. We had front row people. We're like hyping it up.
Yeah. What,
were there a lot of people there?
Oh, yes. And they were not happy.
Oh no.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
not good.
So Stuart Smith and I, Stuart's a photographer, we ended up going to the Nickelodeon Theater in Portland to watch Borat.
Nice.
That's how I spent that night.
That's fun.
It had just come out.
Yeah.
It was all right.
It hadn't been out for 5 years?
It wasn't a total loss. No, it was not.
All right.
Out for 5 years.
20.
It'd be out for 5 years.
I don't know.
It was in a theater.
I don't know.
Well, they do have those anniversaries, right?
Yeah. Would Borat be brought back for an anniversary?
I think so.
That's a great question.
I think so.
I think it's worth exploring.
24 years ago in 2001, the great Harrison Ford swooped down in his private helicopter to rescue a 13-year-old Utah Boy Scout by the name of Cody Clawson, who was lost in Yellowstone National Park.
I've never heard that story before.
He's a real-time hero.
Wait, is this real life or a movie?
Real life.
No, these are real life.
Yeah. This really happened.
It's a whole thing. Didn't he crash his plane?
Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
I thought he was involved in a little Cessna plane crash or something.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. 26 years ago in 1999, the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup, beating China on penalty kicks at the Rose Bowl.
And that was the famous Sports Illustrated cover when Brandi Chastain, who scored the winning goal, like ripped off her jersey, and God forbid, she was wearing a sports bra. And there was controversy.
Oh, my God. No.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
Yeah.
The horror.
People
How
could
dare
not believe.
She?
Horror.
They could not believe.
Horror.
Sports Illustrated would publish such
something
an offensive
like
image.
Filth. 36 years ago in 1989, the great Mel Blanc, the man of a thousand voices, died in L.A. at the age of 81. Along with all of the Looney Tunes characters he voiced, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Speedy Gonzales, Foghorn Leghorn, Yosemite Sam, Mel Blanc was the voice of Barney Rubble and Dino on the Flintstones.
Oh, what a legend.
A legend. I remember when he died, I can't remember if it was the New Yorker, I think it was, they published a photo, and it was just a silhouette of a microphone and Bugs Bunny in the dark. And I was like, oh my God, that broke my heart.
Yeah, that's so terrible. Good. Did you grow up with Looney Tunes?
Absolutely.
Saturday mornings?
Yeah. I always felt so bad for Wile E. Coyote. I just felt bad for him.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Things never worked out in his favor.
Never worked out for him.
But
loved him, though.
Saturday mornings, bowl of Fruity Pebbles, parked in front of the TV.
You got Fruity Pebbles? Were you rich?
No, it was like a twice-a-year thing.
We had Cheerios, and we poured all the sugar on it. Like, we did not get Fruity Pebbles.
Did you ever have bread, milk, and sugar? Yeah, that's what happened when you ran out of cereal.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. That's why I choose to remember Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
with all of the dyes in there that kill you now.
Now, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows what's coursing through my veins?
61 years ago in 1964, the Beatles released their album A Hard Day's Night, which included their hits And I Love Her and Can't Buy Me Love.
Ah,
how about that?
Becky, you like the Beatles?
No.
What do you listen to? I'm curious. What do you listen to?
I don't really have a type, but I don't love the Beatles. I respect them for what they are and what they did.
Yeah.
You like show tunes.
I do love show tunes.
Okay.
The newer show tunes, though, like not the classic show tunes.
Okay.
Anything but country.
Okay.
That's really all it is.
And 100 years ago in 1925, the Scopes monkey trial began in Dayton, Tennessee. If you don't know what that is when John Scopes was on trial for teaching evolution in the public school.
What?
He was found guilty and fined $100.
What?
What?
Evolution? As
crazy
if.
Talk. Crazy talk. There you go.
I'm not having it.
No,
first a sports bra, now evolution.
Now evolution. What is going on?
What is the world coming
in this
to?
World.
That is the OTDs for today.
Those
are
all the OTDs.
Yeah, that's them.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for July the 10th. And we're going to come back in just a bit with interviews from presenters here at the LA Metro Chamber's Brewing Connections. Becca, thanks for joining us for the thing.
You're so welcome.
Is there anything going on in your professional life outside of the chamber that you want to share with people?
I am part of the burlesque show that's coming up next weekend.
We were just talking with Sasha Lee and Jamie about that. Tell us how things are going. Is it looking good?
It's looking amazing. It is the funniest show. I'm having the best time.
That's exciting.
Absolutely the best time. It's my first dive into burlesque.
Oh, so that's actually surprising to me.
I know. I've been around the world for a long time, but I haven't actually done a show. So I'm stage managing.
Yeah. They mentioned that you were part of it, and we're like, oh, that's a perfect.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to us.
Yes. I am at home. I belong. It's awesome.
So that opens on the 19th?
The 19th, yeah. It's one night show.
Oh my gosh, my grandmother is stronger than this coffee.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at PatsAuburn.com.
And we are pleased to welcome our first guests, Alyssa and Lily from the School-Based Food Hub. How are you ladies doing today?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Let me turn you up a little bit here.
Lean right into that mic.
Yeah, lean right into that mic. We want to make sure everybody can hear what you have to say. So what can you tell us about the School-Based Food Hub?
So essentially, the School-Based Food Hub is an initiative that's bringing together the Lewiston, Lisbon, and Auburn public schools. We were thankful to be awarded a USDA grant, the School Food Innovation Grant. Essentially, all that means is across America, we're trying to improve school meals. So it's very exciting. Auburn Schools was awarded like $623,000 about last year. We just finished our first year of the grant. But yeah, we're very excited to be here at the chamber this morning. We're going to have a member moment today and give a 5-minute presentation just announcing to the community what we're all about.
Fantastic. Can you tell us why it's important to improve school meals?
Yeah.
I mean, as a school nutrition director, we feed a lot of people, and we're feeding really the future, our future consumers. And as an adult that has eaten school food, I wish somebody had told me when I was younger, hey, what are you doing with that cookie or popcorn? We have other things to offer. And I think that's the biggest thing, is there's a lot of misconceptions about what school food is now. There is a lot of marketing, a lot of big industry and products. So with this grant, what we're really trying to do is unprocess school food and say, let's bring back real food into the schools. And it's funny because some of us do remember having like the rolls and those things. Square pizza always comes up. I did
Salisbury steak.
I maybe found the recipe box from the government from the 1950s and 60s. And when I have a bad day, I pull out one of those and take a look at it, because even the food we thought was pretty cool when we were younger, when I read it now, I'm like, oh my goodness, like the shortcuts or additions of things. So this local food hub, I'm like, by having local food that I can say, this came from down the road. You're like, your parents maybe helped harvest or grow it.
Yeah.
And then adding it into the school food, it's just making such a big difference. Mm-hmm. We're still going to have that other food here and there. Square pizza, it did kind of go away. When I found the recipe, it's a pourable pizza crust. And I was like, what is that?
Pourable.
Like Bisquick. Like Bisquick. Pouring out. Yeah.
Yikes.
So as you're looking at things, I'm like, there's a lot of different things to change in food. There's a lot of government influence. So it's like, how can we take the best of all of that?
And so no more red delicious apples. No more red delicious apples.
We still do have those. I mean, I think there's a place, and I think that's the complex part of eating, is that we all have choice in the matter, and we all have what we like and what we don't like. So I look at it when I'm feeding 6,000 students, and then faculty and staff, you know, up to 3 times a day. There's always going to be someone that's really pumped about it, and there's going to be someone that's like, man, I wish there was something else. So I think that's the complex piece of food service. And so we're looking and saying, let's do a taste test, and let's try, like in Auburn, we have some fresh potato fries that they've been making over there. So how do the kids respond to these? And does that, for an adult, like if I ate it, I'm like, wow, this tastes like a fair fry. Like, this is really amazing. And then you find out it's baked. And then you found out that the lunch lady made it out back. I mean, those are the cool things now that we're doing. Yeah.
Nice.
There have been studies that show that when kids eat nutritious food, they perform better.
Yeah.
In school.
Yes. Perform better. Attendance. We definitely have students in our community that their reason for going to school is honestly because of being fed.
Food insecurity.
And the nourishment and the support they get from the faculty and staff. And so I think that's the important thing, is it's a community-based initiative. And I think if I went to a conference and they didn't feed me, I'd be pretty grumpy.
Yeah.
And then would I go back? So I think food plays such an important part. And if your stomach's not grumbly, then you're ready to absorb and learn better. There's definitely studies, too. And like, do you eat right at 6 a.m. or do you wait till 9 a.m.? And then what you eat and when you eat it. So, I mean, we all have examples of it's by a holiday and you eat a lot of candy, you're probably going to be really going everywhere and then you settle down again. So I think all those things come into play. But yeah, so as we were looking at our food system, of that local piece and how we can get that food, because we were struggling to buy the food that was surrounding us. And so this grant is going to give us that processing ability to get the food, to get it slightly processed and then sell it between the districts, utilize it between the districts to improve food, not only in Lewiston or Auburn, but also Lisbon. And then we're hoping to create a blueprint that we can give to other districts around the, whether it's Maine or the country, to say, you can do this too, and not rely just on the salesperson offering you the processed items.
Nice.
That's exciting stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm excited to see your presentation.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would say, like, while we have a grant, and that's really great if somebody's listening and they're like, how could I support local foods and schools, that absolutely reach out. We're an organization that's willing to take ideas. It could be how to, you know, get a better garden in the school or give the kids more hands-on education, because that's all tied together as well. So if there's somebody that's like, man, how can I get involved or support, there is a place for people in the communities to jump in and help out their schools.
Awesome. And how can folks learn more about this organization?
You can find us on Facebook, the School-Based Food Hub. We also have a website which is connected to the Auburn School Nutrition homepage if you want to reach out. Or you can also contact your local chamber.
All right. How convenient. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Now we are joined by El Presidente of Great Falls Comedy Club, Leonard Kimball. How are you, Leonard?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're awesome. So looking forward to your presentation this morning.
Oh, I have a presentation this morning?
That's what I've been told.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
You better get ready.
You better be funny.
So every time I walk into the place, they're like, oh, you're going to tell jokes? No.
No.
No, I'm going to be as serious as I possibly can.
Just going to do a thing.
You need Nick Gordon for that.
Yeah.
So before Leonard gives his presentation, he's going to talk to us for a little bit about what Great Falls Comedy Club is all about. Big week for you this week, right?
Yeah, this is a huge week for us. We're doing our July impromptu comedy festival. Started last night. We have a show Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
Woohoo!
With a comedy workshop on Saturday afternoon as well.
With Doug Key, right?
Yeah, Doug Key is leading that. And he's going to talk about like how to build a perfect set and build a tape for submitting to festivals as well.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
That is valuable information right there.
For a comic, yeah.
And is the workshop for new comics, experienced comics? What are we
Both. And all in between. So we have a few people signed up right now, and at least one of them is fairly new to comedy, and a couple have been doing comedy for many, many years.
Wow. Yeah.
God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Those people have been doing comedy for many years.
I know. People who do comedy for many years.
How do they do it?
I don't know.
It's madness. So Great Falls Comedy Club is located in the basement at 34 Court Street in Auburn. It's an awesome venue, awesome place.
Yep.
You have shows every week, right?
Yeah, you can find all our shows at greatfallscomedyclub.com. We do shows every Friday and Saturday. We have an open mic on Wednesdays. And we're doing, like, other programming, like we'll be doing, like, movie screenings and games and burlesque and improv. And it's having a fun old time down there.
Yeah.
Very cool. What do you say to folks who come up to you and say, Leonard, I've always wanted to try stand-up, but I don't know how to get started?
Oh, I would say attend an open mic and just give it a try. We're very, very welcoming at Great Falls Comedy Club. And if you just want to try a single joke for 30 seconds on the microphone just to see how it is, you know, we will applaud you and support you and support you
in
any way we can. We're very, very nice. Yes.
Comedians are nice.
Yes.
Awesome. And you've had some pretty big names come to your venue as well.
Yeah. We had this guy, Mark Turcotte, on our show.
No. I was talking about Skippy.
Oh, yeah. Skippy. We had Mark Price from NBC's Family Ties.
We had Sam Miller.
I'm sorry?
You had Sam Miller?
Sam Miller, yeah, from Washington. We've had Jimmy Dunn, who's on Frasier. He's coming back this fall.
Oh, wow.
Sam Miller's also coming back this fall. We've had Ray Harrington.
Oh, yeah, Ray.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Tons of people.
Yeah, and it's all, and you have at least three comics per show.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, so. We do like a host feature and headliner format on almost every show. And usually that headliner is some traveling full-time professional comedian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Your features tend to be people who are local, though.
Yes.
Which is great.
We feature a lot of local comedians. There's a lot of incredible talent in Maine, and I'm just happy to give them a stage and happy to have them share their talents with us.
Yeah. And we're happy to have Great Falls Comedy Club in our community. It's a wonderful entertainment option when you don't know what to do some weekend nights. You know, what are we doing tonight? Head to a comedy show. Thanks for the time, Leonard. Best of luck with your presentation.
Thank you very much.
He's Leonard Kimball, president of Great Falls Comedy Club. You can learn more at greatfallscomedyclub.com. Now we are joined by sales and marketing specialist for WGME, Tyler Davis. How are you?
Good morning, Mark and Sarah.
Hi.
Delightful.
It's been a hot minute.
It has been a hot minute.
Our audience should know that we go way back.
Yeah.
We do.
Right?
Yeah. All the way back.
All the way back. We played cornhole together.
We played cornhole together. You had my dog in your family chat group.
Yeah. He was something, huh?
Oh, Boba.
Boba.
We loved him.
Yeah.
Boba always made the first donation to your Paws for Pets.
Oh, he's so cool.
I feel like we were closer with Boba in the beginning than we were with you, but we've evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you have.
It's a good job.
Tyler, tell us about WGME and what you do there and what it's all about.
Yeah, most people know WGME is by our channel number, so CBS 13, and we're also Fox 23. So between the two stations, we have the highest viewership in the market. We have all the cool sports, whether you're into like football, NASCAR, baseball, and we have, you know, best prime programming. And then don't forget those like lovely daytime game shows. Everybody knows The Price is Right, so my goodness. So I sell marketing. So we're not just TV stations. We're a full media company. So whether you're looking for something on a streaming channel or social media, or you're looking to be super creepy with your targeting, like geofencing, we can be as creepy as you want us to be. But for your business, that's what you want. You don't want to waste your impressions, right?
Visibility is important. So, absolutely.
Like I specialize in customizing campaigns to get you in front of the people that you need to get in front of at the time you need to get in front of them.
How'd you get into this line of work?
So I've always been a local business supporter. You know, I'm out in the LA community quite a bit.
Community?
Quite a bit. Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
Corrected myself there. And so when I worked a long time for a magazine, when the owner of the magazine passed away, there is a new owner now, but I had a really hard time after his passing and moved on to WGME. So, and it's nice because even though our offices are in Portland, I'm still very Lewiston Auburn centric.
Yeah.
I haven't gone anywhere. And
people also know you from E-Trivia Nights.
Yeah, the Sun Journal has dubbed me the Queen of Games.
Nice.
Not to be confused with Nate White, who does entertainment as well. He's the Emperor of Entertainment. I'm the Queen of Games. Leonard and Mark are the Kings of Comedy.
I hope you don't mean me. I'm not a King of Comedy.
You were once.
I'm a hack.
And now you're still an active
hack.
And Sarah, active comic. So just all of us love our community.
But yes,
active comic.
I love, we run a lot of game shows, cribbages, trivias, music bingo, and I teach an inappropriate knitting class or two.
Hmm.
Can you elaborate on that?
It's the same skill set if you're knitting the F word as if you're knitting a dog. Same skills, so you
gotcha.
Just different pattern.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. Tyler, anything else that you want our listeners to know about yourself or WGME?
About myself and WGME, probably not, but Love the podcast. Love what you guys are doing, and we miss you guys.
Aww,
thank you very much. Appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to your presentation.
Yeah.
Are you, though?
I am. Stop.
Of course I am.
Stop. Sales and marketing specialist for WGME, Tyler Davis, our guest. Thank
Thanks
you so
for having
much.
Me, guys.
Thank you.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Now we are joined by Healthy Homeworks' Julia Harper. How you doing?
Hi, good. Hi. How are you?
Excellent. Wonderful presentation.
Yes. Oh,
thank
my gosh.
You.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about Healthy Homeworks? What's it all about?
So Healthy Homeworks is a nonprofit in downtown Lewiston, and we support workforce homeownership in three ways. We provide education, homeownership education. We develop attainable homes in downtown Lewiston, and we work to change systems and policies.
What does that mean, develop attainable homes?
Yeah, good question. So we are taking triple deckers in the Tree Street neighborhood, and we are renovating them into durable condos. So folks, the market rate for that is around $150,000.
Okay.
And so folks can get affordable home that is renovated to a standard that is well beyond like typical for condos. There's a higher standard for renovation. Yeah. So
no worries basically walking into this situation. Like, you don't have to worry about the plumbing. You don't have to worry about the electrical. You've just, it's a soluble, like, here we go, we're in it. All of that other extra stuff is gone from those fears that I mean, of buying a home.
Yeah, exactly. And what's kind of neat about condos too, especially for a first-time buyer, if there's something wrong with the roof, that's not all in you. You are working together with the other folks in your condo association to cover those costs, and you're also budgeting for it. So, like, you're paying those condo fees, and it's there for when you need the maintenance and repairs. Yeah. So,
and this is a starter home situation.
Yeah. I mean, what's interesting is that with the housing market right now, people are saying, like, starter, what's a start? You know, like,
what
if I can
is
get
it?
Any home, that's like a great deal. So we've kind of stopped using that language, but it definitely could be a great stepping stone for people because you can start to build equity, and then you can sell that and potentially
purchase a different home.
Yeah,
different
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
And you have a partnership with Community Credit Union.
We do. So Community Credit Union, they're amazing. We're both on Pine Street, like a few doors down from each other in Lewiston. And we have this new initiative where we are offering free 45-minute presentations for individuals, but also for employers who are really interested in connecting with employers to bring this 45-minute presentation to their team. And it's just a great overview of home ownership, and it helps people evaluate their personal goals and assess whether or not home ownership is right for them. It really kind of covers like what the equity building journey is for people. So like a lot of your money, no matter if you own or you rent, a lot of your money every month is gone forever. Like, you're paying utilities, like you're paying insurance, different things. But with it helps people understand that when you own a home, a certain percentage of that is building your personal equity, your personal wealth, and you'll be able to recoup those costs.
Awesome.
Your partnership with Community Credit Union is kind of perfect too, because they're one of the few credit unions that I know of that offer Islamic lending. So they have a specific program. Is it the Sharia?
Sharia compliant mortgage. Yes, exactly. Yeah, they have that. So for folks who are Muslim and interested to kind of follow that path and alignment, they have a Sharia compliant mortgage program, as well as the other provider in the community is Androscoggin Bank.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can invest in home ownership in a way that aligns with your personal values.
Exactly.
I love that.
And we do have, so after the 45-minute presentation, if people are interested to learn more, we have two different other offerings in partnership with Community Credit Union. So if people need more support financially in getting ready with their credit score or, you know, savings, whatever it is, there's a 90-minute program at Community Credit Union that's free, that's offered once a month on an evening with light supper included, and it really walks people through the process of how to get ready to finance a home. And then for people who are feeling secure or in a good place financially, we have a 12-hour course that is offered on a weekend, and that really goes in depth on the different homeownership models, or like the different home models, whether it's a condo or cooperative or whatever, and so for people to find out what's right for them, how to really evaluate a home and kind of understand if it's going to be a good fit for a purchase, and how to build a great team to support them throughout the journey, because everyone needs a huge team to help them.
There's so many questions.
There is. You need a lot of experts. So we go over that. And then at the end of that program, folks get a certificate. And if they are a first generation buyer, they can use that to qualify for Maine Housing's first gen mortgage program, which is really huge. There's a $10,000 grant that can help with like closing costs and go towards the purchase of the home. You get a interest rate, which is 2 points less than the typical what's available out there.
We can do it. We can own a home.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, right? There's no denying that the market is wild, but there are definitely ways that people can, who specifically like who may not, they feel like it's out of reach. They're just going to rent forever. That's definitely not the case. You know, there are opportunities, and you know what? The market is always changing. There's always new things coming on the market, so you never know. It's good to just start the journey and get the knowledge now so that you, because it can take a while to like get yourself ready.
Julia, how can folks learn more about Healthy Homeworks?
So we're at healthyhomeworks.org, and we are on Facebook.
All right.
Cool.
Good stuff. Thanks, thank you so much,
Julia,
for your time
thank
today.
Thank you both so much.
Always
really
appreciate
you.
It. Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say, I have bitten my